Welcome to Housewives on Housewives. I'm Raquel.
And I'm Becky.
And we're here to break down Season 9, Episode 4, Housewives and Heifers. Right?
It's a good name!
Finally a name I can get behind.
We love it.
It's good.
Yes, we love the word heifer. It's a good word.
It's a good word in general. To call people when you're pissed, you heifer. Shut up, you heifer.
I've been doing it for years.
I would imagine.
At least once a week, I call someone a heifer.
You do? That's a good amount. I would imagine all these ladies wanted to call Jennifer a heifer, but that's coming up. So.
Yes, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
So they're still in Bartsville, Oklahoma.
And we start in the van. And
yes.
It's very quiet.
Yeah, they're headed to dinner. Teresa and Melissa have worked out their breakfast table drama, but no one else is aware yet.
Yeah, they played it off. And then Marge had me on pins and needles because she brought it up. And I thought, oh.
You didn't want to hear it, did you?
Well, I was afraid it was going to spark another, thing. But thankfully, it was all good. She brought it up. And they said they're good, and then everyone felt a little bit better, and I just gave a big whoo.
Yeah, the bad thing about, the bad thing about not having that drama is we saw so much of Jennifer this episode, but I guess we'll get into that.
Yes.
We're going to have to. I mean, that's the whole episode.
Give me some table flipping over that woman's antics any day of the week.
I know, totally. It did show Melissa talking to Joe Gorga, and she let him in on what happened at the breakfast table.
Right.
And
how did he take that?
He was pissed. I mean, he was so mad. It is obvious that there's going to be a throwdown when
after the hoedown. They're setting it up. Like, all of the...
Teresa and her brother.
Yeah. All of the party participants are just egging each other on.
Yeah.
They're getting on each other's last nerve to the point where it's going to be, you scum! Or whatever he called it that one time.
Right.
Stick with your family!
Your blood.
Oh, stick with blood. Your blood!
Not family. Stick with your blood.
No, it's not. It's with you. Stick with your blood.
Yeah. And he's like, I wouldn't stick with scum like you.
Stick with scum. Anyway, that's going to happen.
They get to the Painted Horse, a very rustic restaurant.
It looks so rustic.
It looks like a normal restaurant. I mean, maybe they just don't have steakhouses in Los Angeles.
Do they have Black Angus's out here? Well, they have steakhouses
I don't know.
In L.A. They're in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's... I thought it was a type of cow. I was like, I don't know my cows. You mean a restaurant called Black Angus? I'm not familiar, I guess not.
Like Long John's. Is that what they're called out here?
No, Longhorn.
Longhorn.
You're thinking of Long John Silver's, the little drive-through fish restaurant.
Okay, what we were trying to say is everyone in every state has a steakhouse.
Yeah, the Longhorns refers to the big steers.
That makes sense.
Right?
Like Long John's.
Long John's.
You know, maybe the cows get cold. I don't know.
Why is Long John Silver's called Long John's? That has to do with
I'm not
fish.
Even really sure what that is. No, I think that's Captain D's.
There's a second one that's very similar to Captain D's.
Oh, for
it's
God's sake.
Long...
Okay, well, neither of those places serve steak. This place just serves steak. It's a steakhouse.
It's not a steakhouse.
It's not particularly
and
rustic.
It looks like a steakhouse.
It looks like a steakhouse.
Right.
But rustic is the word...
Of the show.
It's the word they learned. They're like, we're going to Oklahoma. We need to describe it. And then they threw a dart at the dictionary and it hit rustic. And that's the only word they learned. So they took that
it's
with them.
It's very... It's because they... It's foreign to them, and they don't really love it.
They don't love it, and
it's the only word they know how to describe it. It's like, I've got to describe it, but I don't like it, so let's just call it rustic.
You don't think it has anything to do with the size of their vocabulary?
and that. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so they're just chit-chatting. Someone brings up skiing or something, and Jennifer, she goes.
First.
So much work. Overwhelming to her to take kids skiing, so she left them with the nanny. And then she goes on and is like, no, I don't have a nanny to raise my kid. My nanny's like my wife.
No, okay, first of all, no, she's not.
Right? Do you think the nanny appreciates that?
Yeah. No, the nanny has her own spouse, his own spouse.
You trust your spouse, not...
I don't know. Dave checks my purse every time I leave for work. Yeah, no. She says it like that as if she... And then what pissed me off is, she's like, my wife that cooks and cleans.
Right, that's all the wife does.
Yeah, that's all she does. Yeah. And then when she did her faux dinner, it's like, so you don't do that every night? That's the least you could fucking do. Right. You don't do anything.
Right. No, because she said that, I did think, wow, it's so nice that she cooks her family dinner. Like, you know, when obviously she could afford to have someone else cook them dinner.
Right.
It shows her cooking dinner. The thing that threw me was she wore gloves to cook her family dinner. Like, what? I am allowed to touch the vegetables much. She wasn't cutting hot peppers. She wasn't cutting meat. She wasn't cutting
raw poultry.
Yeah, she was
Because I remember cutting, it sounded weird to me, vegetables and shrimp.
Yeah, it was cooked. Like vegetables.
Yeah.
And she was wearing, like, surgical gloves. Like, it's just like, who cooks like that in their home? Who does that?
Nobody, and clearly she doesn't either.
Yeah, I should have known better. But yeah, so her nanny wife cooks and cleans because she has 7 bedrooms upstairs.
Well,
and 11-foot ceilings in her basement.
It's
a basement.
And
they're 11-foot. That's a lot, Raquel.
Well, when you have 25 bedrooms, 500-foot ceilings, and 192 bathrooms, you need help, Becky.
Right.
That's you know.
Obviously.
Oh, she's so gross. And Marge she rolls her eyes at her, and I love it.
Because I know.
It's just like... who isn't rolling their eyes? But,
yeah.
Like, my eyes would be... I'd have eyes in the back of my head, literally.
Yeah.
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 Anyway. And I gotta say this, too.
Please.
I'm gonna sound like a dick a little bit, because it's gonna make me sound stupid, but where is Paramus?
I know, right? It's like, she has the tallest place in Paramus. It's like, where?
It's It's like saying I have the biggest house in Gilroy, the garlic capital of the world.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Where is that?
There's actually a city in California, between the north and south of California. It's Gilroy, and it's the garlic capital of the world.
Have you been there?
I have.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
wow.
You can get some garlic, but it's like, you know...
Nobody knows where it is or that it exists unless you live within a 5-mile radius.
Or you break down on the grapevine.
Exactly.
Those are your only options.
I know, right?
But yeah, it's like saying that. Like, I have the biggest house in Mayberry.
Right.
I don't know. I'm burning the analogy to the death.
I know.
But
it's
where
like
is
nobody,
it?
I've,
it's Jersey? I'm assuming
I guess,
it's Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey. It's probably like a suburb of Jersey. Like, just like, you know, Nashville has like Brentwood or
Bellevue.
You know, right,
okay.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it's probably New Jersey or, you know, whatever, but.
Well, at any rate, it ain't Manhattan.
Right.
And it ain't Los Angeles.
It's the lowest point in New Jersey. So she has the tallest spot in the lowest point in New Jersey.
Oh, what
is like below sea level?
Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah, so her view is like the side of a mountain.
Exactly. Exactly.
Idiot.
But then she goes on to say about how she has security systems in her house.
Okay.
So there's cameras all over the house.
Oh.
Not just at the entry or, you know, like it's all over the house apparently.
All right.
And she does random bag checks when her nannies go to leave for the day.
That is the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
I know, right? Her nannies must love her.
Oh, my God. I bet
and
they think she's the best.
Because they love her so much, they show extra love to her children.
I'm sure.
Right?
I'm sure. You know what? She probably has, the nannies probably take the kids outside and push them in the pool with no, like, life jackets on,
right.
But she's more concerned about them checking her purse because
exactly.
I don't want you to take my really tacky silver.
I know. Yes, Jackie makes that point. It's like you trust them with your children, but you're worried about your silverware, something that's easily replaceable, especially when you have a ton of money.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, who cares?
Well, and it's like, insulting. It's insulting.
It is insulting. You want to... be trusted by your employer.
Everyone does.
You don't want to feel uncomfortable, and you just want to be comfortable, especially when you're, like, having to have these, like, personal relationships where you take care of their children.
I can't imagine inviting someone into my home
right.
to be around me and my family.
Right.
And then having a trust level. First of all, she's making a huge class distinction that's unnecessary.
Absolutely.
So she's completely putting them down. It's rude. But, you know, I got my voice of reason, Dolores.
I love it.
She just says,
I would never think to do that.
No, she actually said, I would never think to do this. It's like, me too, Dolores. You know what? You and everyone else, because we're not jerks.
I know. Oh, it's so bad.
She's so bad. And that's just we're just getting started.
I know. Our comedian, Teresa, speaks up. She's like, what's a moat?
Oh, you mean Funny Teresa?
Yes, Funny Teresa.
That is kind of funny in a sad way.
I know. It's like a moat. I'm pretty sure my adolescent children know what a moat is.
I mean, I can't imagine you wouldn't. I kind of knew what a moat was in grade school just from history class.
Fairy tales.
Fairy tales.
Right?
Fairy fucking tales.
I know, when you're a child.
Oh, my God.
Like, you should know what a moat is. But, you know, I mean, maybe her Italian parents didn't read her the fairy tales like we know.
Maybe there's something they probably have moats in Sicily. Yeah. I think if anywhere they'd have moats, it'd be Sicily.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. So I happen to notice a couple of things when they're at dinner. Jackie, you know, orders the grilled salmon, which is a very reasonable choice.
Agreed.
Like, you know, healthy if you're more, you know, conserving calories. Dolores, what does she order?
Oh, God. I love it.
Buffalo wings.
Thank you, Dolores.
What everyone really wants to eat.
Well, poor Teresa stuck with her. Like,
I know.
Very tight. Like, the word, like, I can order 1.5 things off this menu.
I know.
And I kind of got to, I would totally be the Dolores just going, oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm going to have the buffalo wings, extra blue cheese.
And if she accidentally spills her blue cheese on Teresa's chicken. Oh, that'll make it taste better. Enjoy that, Teresa.
I mean, they're on vacay. Eat the wings.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. When I also noticed that, I can't remember when she said it, but when did Dolores say to Jennifer, God has a very funny way of humbling people? Was that in the van?
No, that was much later, on the way to the hoedown.
Oh.
It was in the van, but on the way to the hoedown.
Oh, I got my to and fro confused.
Yeah, you're getting ahead of
yourself. I'm sorry, I'm slowing down.
Yeah, so way before we get there, they play the game Two Truths and a Lie.
Oh, right, after they order, Two Truths and a Lie.
There's some good stuff that comes out of this game.
No, that's not a good game.
There's some really good stuff that comes out of the game.
Have you ever played that game?
With my family, so it's very, like, easy to play. I know, Raquel, you would have trouble playing this game.
I'm not playing this game. I'm not. There's not a lie that I could find that no one would think was a lie.
I know, right?
My truths are all bad.
And unbelievable.
Game. I know. We'll put that in a mini episode one day.
I know, right? So.
what was your favorite truth? Let's do this.
My favorite truth was, Dolores.
Okay, I know which one you're going to say.
She bit a girl in the head.
She full-on nonchalant comes out.
Bit a girl in the head.
So, I slept with Frank.
Last week.
Mm-hmm. I bit a girl in the head.
Nobody blinks.
They don't
even like, oh, yeah, of course she did that. Like, it's just like, whatever. Like, we know.
I picture her jaw coming unhinged like a giant, like a snake. Because how do you get a bite in the head?
Well, and when she says the head, you're thinking, like, you got a mouthful of hair and hairspray.
Skull, yeah.
And, yeah. And a weave.
Say cheek.
I bet she got some weave.
She probably got a ton of weave.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably a really easy way to floss because you get all the teeth at once with the weave. But, yeah, she would have said cheek. She would have said cheek if she'd hit the cheek, but I'm picturing somewhere right above the ear, a little bit behind the forehead.
Do you think she drew blood?
Oh, I hope so.
I'm sure she did.
She's Dolores.
I just don't think she would go for it and not draw blood.
She's not going in without making a point.
I wonder why she bit a girl in the head.
I don't know, but bitch has Dolores teeth scar marks under her hairline.
So we need more info on that.
I know. We got to hear about that.
There's another one we need more info on.
Uh-oh.
Marge.
Oh.
Her ex-husband locked her in the closet.
Right?
That's so weird.
That is so weird. I can't, for so many reasons, I'm trying to picture.
Well, one, we've seen her ex-husband, and he may be a little bit shorter than her.
Well, and they show him, you know, as a kind of a thing. Like, some of the women say, like, Jan, you know, how did that happen? In my head, I'm like, how did that happen? And why? And how is that appropriate?
Why?
And when did he let her out?
How did he let her out? Because, I mean, I'm imagining, okay, you put your kid in timeout. So he put her in timeout. She's in the closet. I don't know how he got her in there. She if he put some cheese in there.
I think he shoved a donut under the door.
Dolores, there's cheese in the closet if you want a snack. And she went in there and he locked the door.
Oh, like full on, like tricked her into going. Right. Or like set like little crump, like little things down.
Or did he push her in? Or, I mean, how did he get her in first off?
That's number one. That's a good question. And then, like, at the, like, how do you make that okay at the end of the day? Do you just, like, knock on the door and go,
are you ready to apologize? Do you want to say you're sorry? Can we hug and make up?
Can we hug it out? I'm going to unlock it. And you, I'm going to twist it and run away so you don't hurt me. Twist the door handle and just run. But yeah, I don't see it.
That's how long was she in there?
Who knows?
Was it 5 minutes?
How often was she in there?
How often?
I'm just saying. It looked like Carrie in the movie Carrie when the mom shoves her in the religious closet.
Yeah. And I'm a little surprised she's...
He probably didn't make her pray because he's Jewish. So there's that. But no, Dolores, okay, we're going to need two things from the ladies. We're going to need to know about the biting of the head, and we're going to need to know about the closet.
Yes.
And then the other big surprise comes when Jennifer admits that she shits her pants.
Mm-hmm. Bless her.
Best thing about her so far.
I know. It is the best thing. And I think that's, you know, it's like if someone's willing to admit to that. But I guess it's more of a shock to me because I didn't know that really happened. I mean, I can assume it has happened.
Oh, my God. So many of my friends have shit their pants.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like how many?
Like, I don't know. This was an actual discussion that we've had with girls back home.
Uh-huh.
And it was probably, I would say in a group of like maybe 7 girls, I'd say 5 of them at least have shit their pants and owned up to it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that owned up to it.
Well, I think like, I'm going to say I've never shit my pants. Uh-huh. And this is going to make it sound not legit, but it is legit.
Right.
Had I ever shit my pants, right. I wouldn't tell anybody about it. I haven't.
Right.
And you know what? Maybe if it comes to the point where I am actually shitting myself, I might be okay with admitting it. I mean,
I feel like you've done it.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know.
It's a thing.
Like, I just think I would pull over and find a
What if you were on the freeway?
I would pull over.
Well, what if you're like 4 lanes over? It's rush hour traffic.
No, I think you would know by then.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
And if you're in standstill traffic, you, like, put it in park and deal with it. Like, because you're staying still.
She's not that old, too. It's not like she can't, you know. I think as you get older, it's a little harder to control those things. I don't know. Whatever.
Should we start putting diapers in our car for things like this?
Maybe.
Is that how you have to plan ahead? I'm getting nervous because I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, it's such a thing.
I did not know it.
It's such a thing. And I'm actually really proud of all my friends who owned up to it.
That's amazing. I'm gonna have to do a poll amongst my friends.
Listen, you're gonna need to go to a separate group of girlfriends.
Yeah.
Get them a little drunk.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Truth serum.
Start to kind of maybe like what you have to do is kind of maybe say like, you know, put it out there like you have. Like
right.
Question.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever? And then once they admit to it, you just be like, no, I've never what are you crazy? No, of course I've never shit my pants. But you'll be surprised at how many are just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But, anyway. It's a little impressive that she admitted it on national
television.
Best
thing about her.
Yeah. Okay, so the next morning, Melissa and Jackie wake up. Marge comes in, and they're bringing up the bag check and how you don't talk about money. Everybody is little...
It sounds like you're saying back check.
Bag
check, yes.
Bag check.
Yeah, everyone's a little put off by the bag check.
Yeah, they're all like... This girl.
Yeah.
Jennifer calls home. Her daughter Olivia is crying. But, I mean, like, bawling. The minute she picks up the phone, Mom, why did you leave? And the minute her mom offers.
Okay, wait. What does her mom do, though? This is what she never watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Because how do you make a really gross adult? You say... Oh, I'm going to buy you the biggest surprise.
The biggest surprise toy.
Yeah, surprise toy.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, tears dry up, and she's like, the Hello Dream House. Like, she puts in her wish list.
Tears gone.
Yeah.
Wish list put in. She's Veruca Salt. I hate her.
I know. It's like a toy will make it better. The thought of a toy will make it better. Not, I'm going to come home and snuggle with you, and we're going to have a movie night.
Right.
For the evening.
I'm so sorry, sweetie. I miss you so much, too. I'm going to make a special night just us together.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to buy you a toy.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't even want to spend time with her.
Yeah. Right?
She's so annoying.
I know.
But God, that's so
gross.
It's
pretty sad, yeah. But she's a mush for her kids. I did like that word. A mush for her kids.
A mush. That's cute.
It is cute. So, yeah, Marge and Melissa and Jackie are still chatting. And Marge, you know, she's obnoxious. And she's one-upping. And Melissa's like, let's give her a chance.
Melissa really tries to give her a pass.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, she brings up, she shit herself. Like, we got to give her a chance.
I mean, okay, that's fair. I certainly wouldn't be as generous as Melissa is. But, you know, I don't know. I'm totally on.
Marge's game, though. She's like, okay, I'm willing.
Yeah.
Let's move forward. Let's go on.
I mean, is the gracious people are
right.
Everyone but Jennifer.
Right.
Yeah.
No, for sure. So they head down to breakfast. Marge has giant rollers in her hair.
I love the rollers.
I think they look ridiculous.
I adore the rollers.
I mean, you can look cute, adorable, whatever, with some rollers in your hair, but her rollers are...
You go big or go home, baby.
Yeah, she went big.
I loved them.
Teresa's shirt, worst outfit of the episode. A flannel button-down with the shoulders cut out.
What?
I don't understand shoulders cut out of anything. Like, it's not... I don't get that style. I don't understand it.
It looks a little chilly.
For sure.
You know who's dressed normal?
Who?
Polly, the one who lives in Oklahoma.
She's the only one that didn't that didn't come for the costume party.
Yeah, she's probably looking at them like, what the hell are you wearing?
Well, Melissa comes down, and she's like in a costume. She has a jean dress on, boots, a hat with the little star ribbon around it. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, she seriously looks like she's on a television show, like, dressed up for a costume.
It's very sitcom-y, you're right.
It is. It's like, they're walking down the street in Oklahoma, and I'm sure that all the people in the town are like, what the hell are these ladies wearing?
It's hysterical. Yeah. It's the most... I think we should start dressing like that for wherever we go. Like, if we're going out to, I don't know, get sushi, we're going to dress up like geishas. I think that'd be fun.
Yes, that's amazing. We really should do that. That's a lot of dressing up. And the thing is, it's just so freaking wasteful, too. Because are they going to wear those outfits when they get back home?
No.
That's the thing. Like, I hate being wasteful like that.
Well, that's why all their closets are so big.
I guess so, their costume party.
Well, it's like, you know.
The costume parties of life.
You know, you never know when I'm going to wear this shoulderless flannel. You never know when anyone's going to need that. So Polly tells them they're going...
to be in a cattle show. And it's so funny because she's explaining it and she's walking around making gestures, which is hilarious. But she also, all the ladies are like kind of in awe. They're like in shock. It's like, it is a foreign country to them.
It's like they stepped on Mars.
A foreign lifestyle. Yeah.
But I would love to go to a cow show.
And you've never been.
I've never been.
Oh, I've been. Well, I've been to like rodeos, the Fort Worth Stockyards. You know, I was raised in Fort Worth, and I went to moved to East Tennessee, and I had friends who did cow shows and sheep shows. They would sheep.
Yeah, we had FFA at my school.
Yeah,
and I was in Orange County, California, but it still was kind of rural, and they had and they took it really seriously.
Yeah, and they spend a lot of money, and they travel the animals. Like, take the animals for these shows. They'll go to different cities, states. And that's a lot of money to raise these animals.
Well, and, you know, it's like different strokes. Not even different strokes for different folks. It's like certain people do this for a living. Certain people do that for a living. And these people just happen to do this for a living. Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
It is great.
And I would love, like, I like the idea of immersing yourself into, we're going to Oklahoma. We're going to stay at a cattle ranch.
Right.
What does my host do? She shows us all about the lifestyle that she lives. Right. That's exactly what I want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's learn something. Let's have fun, a new experience. So they cut to Marge Sr. And her son-in-law is taking care of her, which he must be a saint. I mean, Marge Jr. said that, but... To take care of your mother-in-law, she's recovering from surgery.
Oh, he's a doll.
He is.
He's a sweetheart.
Yes. I'm a little taken back because she seems to only be eating mashed potatoes in her recovery.
Oh, and dear God.
He's heating them in the microwave and they're mashed potatoes from takeout. It's like, why do you have to get takeout mashed potatoes?
Becky, you know this is my worst nightmare.
I know. I know. Raquel does not eat mashed potatoes. It's a weird thing. They make her gag.
They do. They totally make me gag. And then the idea in my mind is that Marge Sr. is eating takeout mashed potatoes for days on end.
Yes.
That Joe's reheat. Like, that's all she's eating, mashed potatoes in the microwave. Joe, get me the mashed potatoes in the microwave. Joe, get me the, you know.
Rub my feet, Joe.
Oh, and that was a step too far. Rub my feet, Joe. Mashed potatoes in the microwave. Give me my pillow.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a step too far.
Yeah. Rub my peacock tattoo. The thing that I took from this scene was all the patterns. Did you notice?
I did notice that she still had her lashes on. I did not notice the patterns.
There was an orange and yellow psychedelic couch that she was sitting on.
Ooh.
I mean, it was psychedelic.
There was
some serious pattern going on. She was wearing zebra pajamas.
A full set, like top and bottom?
I don't remember the bottom. I don't remember. But I remember the top.
Let's hope she had bottoms on. You know how this family goes.
Yeah, she had bottoms on. I just don't remember what they were. And then she had, it was kind of like camo. It wasn't camo, but it was kind of like that scarf tied around her head. And so it was just like, oh my God, all the patterns. It was like she was camouflaging.
The face?
Yeah, what had been done to her face. She's like, I've got to go on camera. We're going to do everything to distract them.
Listen, stick these lashes. I don't care if they're close to my eyes. Wrap me in a bunch of patterns and let's yes. shoot.
Let's do it.
Let's film this thing.
Okay, so let's go back to the ladies in Oklahoma. They're in the car ride to go to the cow show. Dolores offers up the trailer to the loser of the cow show.
Right.
We hear Jen talking about the trailer. She's like, it was very tight. I have a very large house. I have 16 bathrooms. How many times did she say she had 16 bathrooms? 37?
I think, what's 16 times 170 million?
Oh.
She said it that many times.
I think you're right.
You can't sleep why aren't you agoraphobic? Like, if you have to be in the circumstances that your house is anytime you live anywhere, how do you leave your house?
Right.
That's so stupid.
It is so stupid. And she's just like, I thought we were coming to, she basically said, a luxurious ranch.
Yeah, I thought it would be luxurious.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I know.
Oh,
and then
my
she's
God.
Like complaining about them having to share a bathroom upstairs. She's like, it's really easy in life to go up. It's hard to go back down. I mean, I would be kicking her out of the house. I would kick her out of the house if I was Polly. I would kick her out of the house if I was Marge Jr. I would kick her out of the house if I was Dolores or Melissa or Jackie or Teresa.
I'm telling you, so
I'd be
true.
Like, I cannot.
And
you're
by the
embarrassing
way,
me so much.
Is she going down? Like, is she going? Is that her new lifestyle? She's moving to Oklahoma and living on a ranch, which to her is going down. Like,
yeah.
What the hell is she talking about?
I know. She's there for 3 days.
And what
three
did she,
days.
And going up, what did she do to go up? She married
know,
a creepy
right.
eyebrowed plastic surgeon.
I know,
because
she told us she didn't come for money.
Yeah. That's really hard to, like, marry for money.
No, and that's when Dolores says, Jennifer, God has a very funny way of humbling people.
Oh, let's hope.
I know. I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
But it was so funny because Marge Jr. says...
What?
You, to Jennifer, you think you're so fancy. You live next to the cemetery, bitch.
So she's kind of the quiet neighbors.
I mean, not that we would know because we don't know where she lives. We've never
where
heard
the hell
of this
is,
place.
It, the whole
right.
city could be a
right.
cemetery.
Right.
But she also calls the trailer thing, losing the cow contest and having to sleep in the trailer. Is this some kind of Oklahoma hazing ritual? Yes. Yes, it is. You don't know about the famous Oklahoma hazing ritual of getting to sleep in a really
nice
luxurious
trailer
when you are being a dick to your guests at a cow show?
Right.
Yeah, that's come on. It's written in the Constitution of Oklahoma.
I'd make her sleep in the yard and wouldn't give her a blanket.
I'd make her sleep with the cows.
Right.
Except I care too much for the cows.
So Teresa's obviously not a friend of
large animals. She cracked me up though. When Dolores picked the cow for them, she literally like no.
I would have a similar reaction. I am not comfortable around animals. I mean, she kind of explains it because she's like, they can't talk. You can't say, what are you doing? And I get that because I'm the same way. I don't know what they're thinking.
But at the same time, she goes, they're bull. That's bulls, right? She doesn't know a bull from a cow.
Right.
Shouldn't you?
I don't know.
Horns? You mess with the bull, you get the horns.
No, I know. But this, I don't know. It's not surprising to me that she wouldn't know. Because she's not an animal person, and she's not comfortable around them.
She doesn't know what a moat is.
I know.
Can we expect?
I know. I was just trying to bond with Teresa for a minute.
You know my favorite one in this? I know. I'm sorry, Teresa. I'm being a little hard. But my favorite character in this entire scenario?
Who?
Ginger. Ginger, the side-eye cow. I love that side-eye. I want to, like, learn how to do that. Like,
She did not Ginger like, was like Jennifer. Do not give me the Chanel, girl. I don't want her Chanel.
Girl, she was like this, girl. She's totally with the cow eye. I loved it. It was making me laugh so hard. And now I want to bring Ginger home to live with us.
I know. Margaret picks the cow to match her outfit.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Her non-leather pants. They're leather. Yes. So the ladies had to wash, brush, blow dry, clean up the cows, get them all ready.
That looks fun to me. I mean, it looks like an experience. It's not something I'm going to do for a job.
No, I have to say, I went to a little horse, which I'm surprised those cows have long tails. I didn't think cows had long tails like that. And they were so skinny.
Maybe they're long-tailed cows.
They must be.
I'm a long-tailed cow.
You mean Long John?
Long cow. John tail cow. Mm-hmm.
But I went to a Girl Scout thing with my daughter, and we got to brush the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their tails do get matted up. And I'm telling you, that is some satisfaction getting through those knots and trying to make that tail, like, all smooth and flowy.
I could think of is when I was a kid and I get massive knots in my hair, and my grandma would spray Johnson & Johnson what's it called? No More Tangles.
Yeah.
Do you remember that stuff?
They still have that. They had that like that many years ago.
Hey, watch it.
I thought that was like a new thing.
No, we got Tangles back.
I didn't know they had it when I was a kid.
We got Tangles back in the 1800s. It happened.
I
wanted to spray some of that in. Or they probably have really great products now. I mean, we were stuck with Johnson & Johnson for the drugstore. They probably have some kind of bougie bitchin'. Conditioner.
Bring the Chanel product. Let's get those cow's tails looking awesome.
Let's get those tow tails. Whatever.
But Jennifer wants to put bows on them. All the cowboys are annoyed with her.
Not as annoyed as they were with Melissa when she screeched.
I know.
That was awful.
It was. I mean, I know she was freaking out and being silly and cute or whatever, but it could really, like, make the cows charge. Kick or something. Well, and scare them.
I know that it's totally foreign to them, obviously, right. And they're a little freaked out by the poop and the stuff. I'm always more concerned for the animal. Like, mm-hmm. It's just like, I get that you're freaked out, but don't scare the animal.
Right.
That was my thing.
It was pretty, whatever. But they get paired up and they're going to show. I thought it was hilarious that Dolores is going to show for her and Teresa, and Teresa, like, unzips her shirt to show a little boob, help her win.
Well, you know the way to win a cow contest is to just show that TNA.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know these ladies aren't afraid to.
They aren't. Who goes? It's
Jackie won.
Jackie goes, Melissa goes, and Dolores.
Yes.
And the other three ladies take a seat.
Right. Jackie wins, Melissa gets second place, and Dolores.
Well, you know why? Because she was talking to her cow.
Right.
Because she was concerned about it. I thought it was adorable. You could see her. This is what she was saying in my head. Right. Hey, baby, we got this. Come on. Come on. She didn't care. She wasn't prancing like Melissa and Jackie.
And Melissa were putting on a show. Their heads were up. Their lead was up. They were smelling. And Melissa was like strutting a little bit.
She was strutting.
Yeah.
But, you know, who wouldn't try to strut for that prize?
The glass what the hell was vase. That?
It was an empty glass vase.
I know, but it was engraved.
And are you sure?
Yes, yes.
It's something
put
to
on
be.
Your shelf. Absolutely. It okay. was. I could see it. Yeah, but it was funny. Jackie, like, kind of steps forward before it's officially announced, and then her cow kind of...
Her cow totally showgirled
yeah,
her.
Yeah,
she
totally.
Pushed her.
Yeah.
Was that Ginger? I want to say it was Ginger, because I
it
want
was.
Ginger.
It was. Yeah, well, that's who she had. She, no, wait.
I think Dolores had Ginger.
No, it was Jackie.
It was Jackie.
Because she was offering the Chanel.
Oh, that's right.
They were offering
that's
the
right.
Chanel to her.
So not only did she give her side eye, she side yeah. cow side eye.
Yeah.
She showgirled her.
Yeah.
I love you, Ginger.
She's like, we were not supposed to win. I wanted lame-o Chanel girl
yeah,
to
listen,
sit in the trailer.
Yeah. Even Ginger wanted her to have to sleep in the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So perfect.
So, yeah. So
that happens, and they get in the van to go back to for the hoedown.
Well, actually, before Jennifer calls her husband, and she...
they get back to the house, and then she calls her husband.
Yeah, she calls her husband.
Eyebrows.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she calls her husband. She calls Eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking, and she's like, I think I'm funny. And we're like, what? Really? You've been thinking you're funny this whole time?
Yeah.
When did you start being funny?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you think you're funny?
I
never see you laugh at yourself or anyone else laugh. It was shocking to me.
Well, I don't know if she's trying to maybe backpedal on the insults by calling it funny post-insult. But insults aren't funny.
Mm-mm.
Being rude is not making a joke.
No. She's just, I think she must be dumb.
You think?
Yeah, but she's talking to her husband and she's like, you know, basically saying, you know what? I think I want to have the ladies over. I want them to come over, you know, and host something at our house. And I just want to check with you next weekend, you know, should I do that? And he's like, yeah, sure. And she says, once these girls see me in my own element, they'll get to know the real me.
Oh.
So it's all her things that make her the real her.
So once
it
you
has
see...
nothing to do with her.
Right.
And an adventure you might be able to take with her, an experience you might be able to have with her. You can't get to know her unless she's surrounded by her things.
That's so repulsive.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well,
it's
like
sad.
Once you come and see that money can't buy taste on any level.
Right.
Then you'll understand me.
Right.
Which
right.
actually, that makes sense now. But she also tells her husband, this is my, or maybe it's in her confessional, this is my first girls trip since I've been married.
Right.
Do you know why?
Because nobody would go with you.
No one wants you on their girls trip. You're horrible.
Yeah.
You're not funny.
I know. Okay. I know. I can't imagine her coming back next season.
I would hope.
Yeah.
Not.
Listen to us. She doesn't need to come back. We're annoyed with her just from this one episode.
Well, because there's no redeeming qualities yet. It's
yeah.
all just,
yeah.
oh,
she has
God.
To be redeemed. So the girls start gathering outside. Jackie just is like, I mean, can you believe this trip? We got to go to be in a cow show.
Yeah.
This house is amazing. And, you know, they're just all kind of like thinking.
Taking it in.
Taking
it's beautiful
it in.
Scenery.
Right.
Enjoying what they've done.
Right. And Jennifer comes out and she's like, a light bulb went off.
Mm-mm.
She's
did
like,
she mean in her bedroom? Can somebody come in and change that for me? Manual labor.
Oh my gosh, she wants them to come to her house next weekend to see if so they can see the house that she's been talking about.
That's her light bulb.
Yes, yes. She's had people compare it to Monte Carlo or a hotel in France.
Oh sure,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And you know, she doesn't want to brag.
Well, she does have a fountain.
She has a fountain. And so does Teresa.
I love the back and fountain. I have a fountain. Love a bidet. And then fucking Dolores, who I love. I have a garden hose. That's funny.
That is funny.
Take a lesson.
Right?
Right. Oh,
someone
my God.
Someone makes a joke out of your stupid comment.
Yes. That's funny.
Yeah, so... The other thing that I thought was very odd,
mm-hmm.
Marge says, okay, we're about to go to the hoedown. There's going to be some dancing. They're going to teach us how to dance, mm-hmm. do some two-step. And Teresa pipes in and says, I don't know what my brother's going to think about this. Or I don't think he's going to like it very much. And I'm thinking, why are you worried about what your brother's going to think about it? Like, wait a second. Are you concerned that Melissa might be getting into something that she shouldn't? Like, you're married too. You're married too, Teresa. Like, it makes no sense, right?
Becky, we're going to Vegas this weekend, and I just hope that Jason doesn't get upset.
Right?
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm married too, but I'm not going to think about that. That's weird. That is really weird.
It's weird. She's, like, giving Melissa a hard time.
Or do you think it was just part of the, like, she's on the warpath a little bit?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because why else would you say that?
Yeah, I don't know. It makes no sense. Trying to get her in trouble. Then we go to a scene where Joe is taking his...
Speaking of brother getting mad, yeah.
Right? Joe's taking his kids, his dad, and his mother-in-law, Donna, to dinner.
Mm-hmm. Very sweet.
I know. Nono and Donna are walking in, arm in arm, and Joe, you know, gets on to him. No flirting tonight. So it's a very flirty, fun, festive party
scene. I loved that whole thing. I love that Joe took out his dad, his kids, his mother-in-law.
Yes. Like, That is a wonderful husband.
That really is.
You know his wife is so proud and just...
Yeah.
Like, it's funny because he definitely tries to get the parents loaded.
He totally tries to liquor them up.
Yeah, he does. And then he becomes inappropriate. I know you don't want to hear this, Raquel, but I'm going to repeat it.
It freaks me out on every level.
This is what Joe says. Drunk Donna is even better than drunk Melissa. If I was a little older, forget about it.
I'm trying as much as I can. I can't forget about it.
Forget about it.
It's wrong and gross on
My
every
mother-in-law,
level.
Mother-in-law, forget about it.
Oh, Joe, this is a public service announcement. Never, ever insinuate anything sexual about your mother-in-law.
Ever.
Ever.
Or your father-in-law.
Or your father-in-law. Or your mother-in-law with your father, or any of the above.
Leave the in-laws out of sex.
Yeah. Oh, God. Ugh. But comparing to comparing to Melissa.
Oh, my God.
When she gets drunk, what was the line?
Drunk Donna is even better than drunk Melissa. If I was a little older.
Wait a minute.
Forget about it. And can you imagine Melissa hearing that? Oh, she's got to die with embarrassment.
It's like her husband went from hero to just like, oh, Joe.
Yeah, she's like throwing up now.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So Nono starts in with Joe. You only spend time with me when your wife is away.
He's preaching Teresa's sermon.
And then he starts in with the, 2 weeks, you don't come see me. And what kills me is he did this the last time he did the, 2 weeks, you don't come see me.
Uh-huh.
And he does scissor fingers. the two fingers, like I'm showing you my two fingers.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks.
And then wiggles
They're like
back
little
and forth.
Scissors. Yeah. 2 weeks, you don't come see
well,
me.
Well, Italians are very known for gesticulating.
See, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Because he does the
thing.
Scissor fingers.
Yeah.
And then he does the fist with the thumb.
Yeah.
Like.
Italians are known for talking with their hands.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I sounded like, I don't know what that was. But just know that that's a thing. A lot of gesticulating and.
All right. Well, let's see how many more times we get to see the 2 weeks you don't come see me.
Now I'm going to look. I'm going to see.
Yeah.
And I might start using that.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Yeah. Hey, Becky, how long am I going to go on vacation for?
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
I'm going to wiggle my fingers. That's hysterical.
Yeah.
I do have to say they talk about riding cowboys much too much.
In front of the children, too.
In front of the children. Well, that's what we get. I don't know if it's Gino or Joe Jr., but they give
either.
A hell of a good yeehaw.
I don't think so.
You weren't impressed?
I didn't even notice it.
Really?
I mean, I noticed it, but I would not think anything of it. No, it sounded like a kid, like, hollering.
Oh, he did a yeehaw! I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was good, so there's my judge.
It's interesting. Very interesting. Okay, so the ladies go down to the hoedown party.
Hoedown!
First thing they do, they play a little. Your favorite?
I'm sorry. This will never not be funny to me, but they play cornhole. And probably half the country, or more than half, knows what that is.
Right.
I'm from California. Sure. When I moved here and found out there was a game called cornhole, I'm a 5-year-old child with my humor.
Oh,
cornhole, come on. Which I played and is really fun, but So yeah, they do a little cornholing.
Yeah, and right in front of the porta potties, which I don't understand. It's like, why are you putting these porta potties right up against the thing?
I didn't notice they had them right against the game.
No, not up, they had them up against the tent, and they were in the background of the game.
Oh, you could place those better.
Yeah, for sure. It was like all these mix match. They didn't match. It was not like...
Is that important that the porta potties
No,
match?
But it just was not a nice porta potty setup. I mean, porta potties are porta potties, but they have... I mean, they have a nice tent. They have a nice setup. It's like you could do a little better
you
on that.
You could have spent a little more issue. Coin on the porta potties.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't put them right next to anything. I mean, no. I'd make them at least a good 15 feet away from general.
Right? Yeah. If the wind blows, it's very windy. I mean, blow them into the tent.
Everyone, like, porta potty is the last resort. We all know that. No one wants to go on one.
Nobody. Nobody. So the girls go inside for their two-step lessons.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, Jackie refuses out of respect to her husband. Do-si-do. How about do-si don't?
Oh, how about do-si go fuck yourself? How about that?
Ugh. Oh, yeah, so whatever.
Who wants to be married to the guy that won't let you two-step? Yeah. That's so stupid.
It is stupid. I don't know if you noticed, but when Jackie's taking her lesson, she has her arm up around her dance partner's neck or shoulders. And she's like hanging off of him, like smiling and dancing like she's some ragdoll. Like, it is so funny looking.
She's like dragging around like oh my God.
Yeah,
like a corpse.
I mean, she's smiling, but it looks very uncomfortable or ridiculous. Like
that's called the one step where there's only one person and you're dragging the other one.
Yeah, it's so awkward. It's hilarious. So Dolores and Melissa are talking about the Cowboys' manners. And cowboys are known for their manners. I don't know where it comes from or why.
I love it.
The story behind it, but they are known for their manners.
I love the hat tipping.
Yeah.
I love ma'am.
Yeah.
It's just sweet.
Right.
I guess the lesson is manners are a nice thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's, like out here, people are much more polite.
Yeah.
It's just nice. You know what? Have manners.
Right. No, it is. It is nice. And they're talking how they're going to. They're going to teach their boys and go home and have a little more manners.
I mean, my husband still opens my door for me, so I think that's nice.
My husband does, too. Yeah. He's very, has very nice manners like that. So Melissa takes a moment to go call Joe.
Okay. But where does she call? She goes to the windiest, most hardest to hear anybody talking. You've tried to talk on a cell phone in the wind. It's like, I don't even know how she heard what was going on.
I don't either, but she can see on her mom. Her mom's like passed out on the couch. They're back at Joe and Melissa's house. And she's like, she's passed out on the couch and she's like, "You got me drunk." And Nono's drunk too. He's like, "I'm going to take her to a hotel."
Oh, that's adorable.
I know. It's kind of funny.
I love that they're all having fun together. That's
no,
like the
it
thing.
Is. They're having fun. Yeah. And Melissa's kind of like teasing with them too. And it's like, "Oh, don't even joke about it."
Yeah.
And it's pretty funny. But then she goes in to tell Teresa. And she's like,
who's for some unknown reason is not happy.
No.
Okay, now this is how I understood what I've seen so far in this show.
Right.
Teresa wants her brother to spend more time with their dad.
Right.
Teresa's brother is out with their dad. And they're all having a really good time.
Right.
And she's still pissed.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah. Well, I know Nono's the same thing. He's like, "You're taking me out right now, but I'm going to complain about last week when you didn't."
I know.
It's like they're peas in a pod when it comes to that. They don't
are.
Let it go.
They are. And there is no, you can't win for losing with these two.
I know. But it was so funny because Melissa was telling a story. She's like, "Yeah, I was talking to them on FaceTime." And she's repeating like how it's going. And while she's doing it, she's holding her hand up as if she's holding the iPhone.
She's like acting out her iPhone conversation.
No, was staying and doing this, and I was staying and doing that the whole time. She's got one hand up,
she got
like
a fake iPhone.
Her fake iPhone, where her iPhone would be in her hand. It's just like, Oh my gosh.
It's like being on a regular phone and holding like an earpiece, like your finger, your thumb, and pinky up to
your microphone. So like, I was on the- I'm on stage with my hairbrush microphone, but there's no like hairbrush or microphone.
Or microphone, yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. I think Teresa's getting a little hammered.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. So then this is where it gets annoying because thing after thing after thing. So let's roll through these quickly.
All right.
Jennifer is introduced to a plastic surgeon who did Dolly's eyes. It's not just like
Polly?
Polly.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
He could have done Dolly's. We don't know.
He may have. Yeah. Dolly's eyes, Dolly's knockers. Yeah. Like, who knows?
Who knows?
But anyway, so Polly's like, he's a plastic surgeon and he did my eyes. Not just he's a plastic surgeon. He did my eyes.
He did work on me, yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, my husband's a plastic surgeon. How is plastic surgery in Oklahoma?
Oh, I'm sure it's very different.
Yeah.
They probably don't use anesthesia. They probably just go in with like a butter knife.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no point in doing it because we do a crappy job.
Yeah. What an idiot.
Yeah. And he's just like busy. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And she's like, really? Like, people try to fix themselves up around here?
Oh,
like,
God.
Like, why would you even bother? You're in Oklahoma. And Polly's just like,
in front of the woman who's had work done by this doctor.
Right, right. And Polly just says, you know, she thinks we live in a third world country.
She does.
Yeah.
It's not even, yeah, she's just grotesque.
I know. So then she's at the bar and Melissa's, you know, like, let's go get a drink. She wants something without calories. Now she's concerned about her calorie intake.
Uh-huh.
So she's tasting her tequila and she's like, oh my God, it tastes like rubbing alcohol. And Melissa's like, come on, girl, we're outside in a tent. Just drink. Like, have a good time. Relax. She's like, okay. And she holds her nose. While I drink.
She's trying to be a princess and she's coming off like an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's pretty bad.
Here's what I do when I order a drink or whatever and it's not to my liking. I subtly set it aside.
Right.
And then order something else.
Right.
And don't let anyone know how upset, or I'm not upset. Right. Who gets upset? But that it wasn't to my liking.
Right. Yeah.
Again, just
you walk, set it down.
Yeah.
Dance or, you know.
Yeah.
Go get a plate of food and you're like, oh, I don't know where I put it. Let me go get something else.
Exactly.
Whatever. Yeah. So some of the other girls are talking about Jen. They're talking about how she has no filter. And Teresa, like, pipes up and says, well, I think she's joking. She likes to make people laugh. She's trying to be funny. Like, that's what Teresa says. And it's
you gotta consider the source on this one.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's Teresa who wouldn't know a joke if she walked into a bar with a priest and a rabbi. You know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't know funny. She doesn't know from funny.
Well, you know, it's one thing to not, like, laugh a lot or not to think things are funny or not to be a funny person.
Yeah.
But to not understand it, to be oblivious to it, to think you're funny.
Well, and what does she think is funny? Being rude?
I know. Both of them. It's sad. It's like, just don't.
And then the barbecue, which she says, but can we get more cliche?
They're out of even make
fucking
sense.
Hoedown, you idiot. What does she want? Sushi?
Yeah, maybe she was making fun of, because she's the only one that doesn't come in costume attire. Maybe she's making fun of the other girls' costumes.
None of that makes sense to me.
I know, it doesn't.
She's the ugly American. That's what she is.
I know. But I do have to go back to another thing Teresa said. For the second time, Teresa's like, I have a fountain too.
Oh, there was two fountains.
So I'm beginning to think that Teresa and Jennifer are a little bit on the same wavelength.
Oh, maybe.
I feel like they are.
I remember that second time, and I remember,
because we're kind of lost with what they're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. They don't understand that having a fountain isn't the point.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Marge was really trying to kind of lead her along by going, yeah, Teresa, but polite people don't talk about their fountains, Teresa. Yeah, I think that she was like trying to say, oh, don't go to the dark side. Don't join the bad, you know, don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, if we know one thing, we know that Teresa has a fountain.
We do.
Yeah.
And we know that it's cool if you can drink wine out of a solo cup and totally be cool with it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean, It's like she flat out is like, how cool is it? If we can do this, it'd be cool.
What does she get, like, is she caned at home if she drinks out of anything other than cut crystal?
Well, no, but it just ruins the wine.
Absolutely. You know what? Every time I pour my boxed wine into a solo cup, I am just like, this is not me. This is not acceptable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, you know, Polly just, well, there's one point where Polly's in on the conversation at the hoedown. And, you know, she's just asking everyone as a group, how do you like Oklahoma? Could any of y'all live here? And,
yeah.
And the ladies are chiming in. I mean, this has been an amazing experience. And Jennifer's just like, I want to go somewhere sunny and glamorous.
No,
and
she actually says, when Paul's like, do you guys think any of you could live here? She's like, no.
Yeah.
Super fast.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah. And then to put the nail in the coffin, she's like, if I came here, I would stay in a hotel. Oh, like, basically saying, screw you, Polly, in your house.
Oh, my God.
To Polly. And Polly's just like, you know, the country experience is not for everyone. And she just excuses herself.
She was so gracious in that moment when she just said, she was like,
what a classy lady.
Super classy lady.
Yeah.
And I love that in her mind, like, Jennifer is a piece of shit on her shoe. And it's just like, I have to deal with you for this moment.
Yeah.
And then I never want to see you or have to see you right. again.
Right. But she doesn't even show that attitude.
At all. But it's because she's such a better person.
I know. I'm going to take a lesson from Polly because she's amazing.
Oh, my God. Polly.
So Polly and Marge are speaking on stage. They're talking about the charity, their friendship.
Very sweet. You can tell how kind of connected they are and how much their friendship means to each other.
And Marge takes a moment to thank Polly for hosting them. I mean, it's a pretty big deal to host this whole crew and all the events that she's put on. Teresa from the crowd is like, hey, Polly, come visit us in Jersey.
Yeah.
And Dolores pipes in, come stay with me.
Which is totally what I would do. We would do that. Like, if we met somebody that we really dug and had a great time at their house, it's like, no, you're going to stay with me. No, you're going to stay with me.
I know, right. Yeah. We would fight over. And then Jen pipes in, wait, what about me? I have 16 bathrooms.
Ugh.
Like, and your house has nothing to do with it. It's the company.
And it was
like,
just,
she doesn't get it. It's the company, Jennifer.
It's so, and then, but Marge has the best response. She's like, well, that's something, you know, you don't have to plunge a toilet. I mean, you can take a shit in a different one every day for 2 weeks if they all clog up or something.
When you have 16 bathrooms,
which was awesome. But I felt, Margaret, like, I've invited people down to my sister and brother-in-law's house.
Yes.
As a group. Yes. And, like, you always expect them to behave. I've had non-gracious people, and it's just embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
It's really embarrassing.
For sure. I'm surprised that Marge put up with it as long as she did.
I am too.
So they get back to Polly's, and Jennifer just can't stop. She talks about the country music being a snore.
Why? A fucking snore.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And she's like, why don't you cater to the guest? And
okay, that's a good point. Why don't you cater to the guest? You mean the fucking cowboys that are all there? The people that like country
music? It's like she's a princess and the party is to, like, stand around and look at her.
Yeah.
And make sure she enjoys her day.
Oh, God. It's just gross. And even if you did feel that way.
Yeah.
Be adult enough.
Yeah.
To not say anything.
Yeah.
Never mind graciousness. Never mind manners. Be an adult.
Yeah. No, totally. And Marge just finally is being clear with her. She's like, are you kidding me? That's socially inappropriate. You, like, seriously, you have the worst manners I think I've ever seen.
Good for her.
And Jennifer pushes back. She's like, she's like, now you're insulting me.
What? You have bad manners and you've insulted everyone here in this whole state practically.
I know.
Now you're insulting me? No, girl, she's schooling you. Right. Why don't you take a lesson?
Take a lesson.
And
Jennifer's like, I'm trying to be funny. I'm trying to make nice. And it's like, when? Like, I never saw it. And Polly's like, let me give you another example. The sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she was like one-upping her.
Yeah.
And she's like, Polly said, it's not a whose dick is bigger contest. And she's just saying, I'm embarrassed. Like, you've embarrassed me.
Sure.
And
it's sad that she's not embarrassed for herself.
Right.
That's what the shame is.
No, it is. It's so sad. I hope she sees it when she watches this.
I do, too.
And gets the lesson.
Yeah.
But she does seem to kind of, like, back down a little bit. Polly comes in, and she's just trying to explain herself and just still keeps insulting, you know, about how she wouldn't be upset if someone complained about her party. And, you know, Polly says, it's offensive. And she's like, I'm doing it for shock value.
Did she say she's doing it for shock value?
Yeah, she did.
So then clearly she wants attention.
I guess.
No matter how, it's like the rotten child. Like,
yeah.
Any attention is good attention, even if it's, if I'm acting out.
Yeah. But she's,
again, grow up.
But she's just trying to explain herself, and she just keeps digging holes. And she's like, I mean, it's not like we're staying at the Four Seasons.
Oh, my God.
And it's just like, no, but, and finally she's like, okay. Because Dolores, I think, stands up and is like, do you see? This is an insult. Like, listen to what you just said. And so she's like, okay, obviously I'm being offensive. Like, I don't know that she got it, but she saw all these people saying the same thing to her. And she's like, I did not mean to offend. Like, I'm very sorry. Which I think she genuinely was. I just don't think she still got it.
No, I think she's the criminal that got caught.
Yeah.
She's not sorry for anything she said.
Oh, you don't think so?
No,
oh,
okay. I don't think so at all. I think that she needs to find, now that, like, 10 people, you're the 11th person in the room, and all the other people are just like, you've been acting like a jerk this whole time, and now she has to kind of figure a way out of it. No, I don't
think her husband's going to be humiliated when he watches.
If he's smarter than she is, yeah.
Don't you think he's got to be if he's a surgeon?
No.
Really?
Book smarts does not equal common sense smarts.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad. I really feel for them.
Unless she's just unless this is her acting out because she's like a caveman that they dragged out of a cave and put at a dinner party.
Right.
And she has no idea how to behave.
I guess. But, you know, Polly's gracious with her apology. She accepts it, and she's like, I'm willing to move on. Let's drop it. Like, she's like, whatever.
Because, like, again, she's probably just like, I will be so happy to see you leave, and I'll never have to see you again. Yeah.
So Jen's like, I'll go sleep in the trailer. And she's like, note to self, I'm an inappropriate drunk. Like, watch the tequila. It's like, whatever. Like,
see, again, she's trying to,
find... Because she did that sober, too.
She did, and she's trying to, like, make excuses for her really bad behavior.
No, for sure. I'm exhausted, Raquel.
I am exhausted.
This chick exhausted me. I felt like I was ranting and raving this entire podcast.
I know. We have been, because she's not a pleasant person. I want to
laugh more, Raquel. They need to give us more laughter.
Well, kick her bad-mannered ass off the show.
Yes.
And we will do that. But next week, they're going to have her at her house.
Yeah.
God knows.
And that's going to be funny, because it's not going to be so insulting. I think that's why it was so exhausting, because she was in someone's home insulting these people.
To their face.
Yeah.
Not gracious.
Yes. These lovely, lovely people who do not deserve, no one deserves it. But, you know, it's just kind of like, it was odd that she was insulting, as if they were, you know, had less, like, material stuff, which I didn't see that.
No. Well, I think it's going to be fun, because we're going to be able to watch, and I just know, and here I'm going to be the dick in the room now, that everything in her house is going to be audacious and bad taste, and I'm going to make fun of it.
Well, we've seen her house, we've seen a glimpse of it, and it's, I mean, I know that...
There's a throne.
I know the finishes are very high-end. I know it was expensive to build. But it's very bare and, like, plain. Like, there's no color. There's no, like, embellishment.
Well, there's
just a lot of stonework. It's like back to the Stone Age.
And there's a taste level. I'm sure that you can pay a lot of money for really bad fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or really bad...
Sure.
Accoutrement.
Sure.
Anywho, well, we're going to let you know what we think about that episode next week when we do episode 5. In the meantime, we're signing off for tonight. Remember to follow us on Instagram and
Facebook.
And Facebook.
You'll find all the details there.
And you can listen to us. And And until next week, may your reality TV be the polar opposite of your reality. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.